The elder woman grew pale beneath the coarse powder that daubed her cheeks, and her dry lips twitched with a spasm of pain. Sybil rushed to her, flung her arms around her neck, and kissed her. "Forgive me, Mother. I know it pains you to talk about our father, but it only pains you because you loved him so much. Don't look so sad. I'm as happy today as you were 20 years ago. Oh, let me be happy forever." "My child, you are far too young to think of falling in love. Besides, what do you know of this young man? You don't even know his name. The whole thing is most inconvenient, and really, when James is going away to Australia, and I have so much to think of, I must say that you should have shown more consideration.